this is gonna be a long one. It's about one of my obsessions, something I will go to the grave without seeing. And none of you will ever see it, no one will ever see it. You're not even supposed to talk about it. It's a film Jerry Lewis made called The Day the Clown Cried. It was his vision to bring this this story of a clown that entertains in a concentration camp to the screen. And this is all true. And I mean, Jerry Lewis is one of the greatest comic actors of all time, so I'm not just clowning on Jerry the way that people of my generation tended to back in the day. He's a genius. But he seems to have sort of lost his way on The Day the Clown Cried, and the people who own the actual footage, because he spent years working on it, will not release it. He's reported to own the only rough cut of it in a safe in his office, which Harry Shearer claims to have seen when he worked for Jerry Lewis. And so only like 7 people have ever seen the rough cut of The Day the Clown Cried, the one with Jerry Lewis, apparently in his street shoes, which are quite expensive, walking around the concentration camp being nice to the children. It's apparently just a horrifying miss on all sides. Harry Shearer compares it at one point to like a black velvet painting of the crucifixion. But he also says, and this is like a really good thing to say, he says, when you see it, you know, you know what you're supposed to expect. Jerry Lewis doing shtick in the concentration camp. And, but you think you know what you're going to see, but it's very rare in life that you're in the presence of a perfect object. Right? But this is it, right? It's like, it. No matter what your expectations for it all, it exceeds them by galaxies, you know.
So when I, why was I talking about that? I have no idea.
Oh no! I know, but it's because like, you know, I first came to McCabe's when I was 18. I was like, well, maybe if you ever figure out how to write some songs. It's like, so far, this like exceeds. It's the greatest thing to be up here. Thank you so much. It's my own personal Day the Clown Cried. Texas, it's called Jeff Davis County Blues.
Yeah!
After 3 nights in jail, head north from Toyville, switched to 285 in Pecos, and I head up to Red Bluff. My walks feel steady and my eyes are real cold, but I feel like I'm only 16 years old, lost in the travel lounge. With a television on and a sound down, I don't feel so tough. Old issues of Sunset Magazine to read, sleep for 12 hours, dream about home. Fix my eyes in the rear view when I cross the state line. And I panic, I guess, and although it's quite late, take the next exit to 128. I am heading home to Midland, and I hope you won't mind. I drive even, and I dream about home.